and thanks to all the speakers. We definitely, though, have run out of time, and I'm very, very sorry to the people who prepared motions to put. I don't think we have time for them. And the surface of them. I'm happy to hold a vote. We've got. That's the most democratic thing to do. I'll put it to a vote to the meeting whether we want to address the motions. There's a motion, an amendment to the motion, and a counter motion to discuss. If people are keen to discuss those, happy to do it. I'll put that now. Raise your hand if you're in favour of that.
Speaking as an individual, not on behalf of the committee. I think motion's been circulated, people have had a chance to read it. I doubt if there's much disagreement with the gist of it. The shocking situation on Nauru has got a suit later, has got to commit to immediately, this is point one, remove any remaining children and make sure the working and living conditions are lawful and proper. If the Work Health and Safety Act of the Commonwealth does not apply to the Commonwealth of Nauru, it applies in Australia. If that act did apply, everything that's happened, just about everything dastardly that's happening on Nauru is a criminal offence. So the first thing Labor's got to do is make sure that the Health and Safety Act applies in full on Nauru, and that within Australia it's enforced. But I'll be talking to see if we can get health and safety inspectors to issue notices within Australia where the federal and state authorities can do it, and that's not being used. So that's point one. Point two, the regional solution. Damien spoke to it. That is really the ultimate answer and puts Australia where it should be for a proper international citizen. The reason, and I'll skip down to the bottom bit, which is the key, to delay the closure. We're all agreeing that Madison and Nauru have to be closed. The question is when. If we close them prematurely before the regional setup is established, we can see what will happen in real politics. Straight away, Abbott and Co will say, Labor wants to encourage the boats to come. Labor doesn't care about people drowning. We do. And that will swamp and distort the debate, and the regional solution, which needs goodwill, will not even get a Guernsey. It will be drowned out in the public debate. So it's not a question of not closing Madison River. They must be, but strategically get the regional solution up first, then close Madison River.
Robin's got an amendment, so I'll move the amendment, and we'll debate the amendment.
Sorry. Thanks, Lucy. Look, Max has done a tremendous amount of work on this, and I congratulate him. But Labor for Refugees has a problem with the with point five, the words upon the implementation of steps 2 and 3 above, permanently. So in other words, point five should simply read immediately close the centres on Nauru and Manus Island. Now the reason why we need to do that is because, as you've heard, all the abuses that are going on. And we can't trust Labor. We can't trust Labor to do all these fine-tuning of the detention centres. We can't trust them. We must demand immediate closure, not make it conditional on any other regional solution or so on. Now, Max mentioned, if we do that, then Tony Abbott will say, you're bringing the boats back. Our response to Tony Abbott, which I want to see delivered on the 25th of July, which is the day this goes to the floor of National Conference. Our answer to Tony Abbott is, we hold you accountable for every single abuse that occurs between now and thereafter. We've got to put the pressure back on Tony Abbott and share the headlines with him, not let him have all the headlines. We hold you responsible for all these abuses. So, comrades, the last clause five should simply read, immediately close the centres on Nauru and Manus Island, and I'm pleased to advise that Pauline Brown is seconding that amendment.
Take it, Max, that's not acceptable to you.
Of course.
Okay, so speaking as opposed to that amendment.
I've got a seconder, by the way, Anthony Stafford from the...
Okay, in which case I'm going to put the amendment. All those in favour of the amendment that Robin just moved? Speakers against that. Oh, sorry, I should ask the speaker if they want to speak.
and taking it.
This is something about regional processing, the rest of it I'm sort of fine with, but it's calling on Australia will get a UNHCR operated approved centres in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand. I don't see why Indonesia is going to approve its sovereignty disappearing, the UNHCR running things when Australia doesn't do it itself.
They've already said that. They have already offered that.
They haven't said this publicly. Again, the question is, why should Australia not have the UNHCR coming to Australia and, you know, access to our detention centers and so forth? So, I mean, that, yeah, that's my opposition.
Okay.
Just recently with the Rohingya people, Indonesia and all those other people were willing to take refugees. So that's a good example. They all were, but we didn't want to do it. So it's us. It's not those. Yes.
We do screen it. Any other speakers in debate? Okay, I'm going to put the amended motion. All those in favour?